time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robbie Jensen. He is the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties. We're just going to kind of reiterate what's going on with the Senior Citizen Center in both areas right now, and it's just more of the same. Things haven't changed, so we're just going to kind of let people know that's what's going on. Robbie, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
I always appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
Anytime. Now, let's talk about what is going on right now as far as the senior centers are concerned. They're closed right now, correct?
Correct. So senior centers are closed. However, we are still delivering meals out of the senior center. So curbside meals are still available at all of the senior centers on the day that meals are served. And we also have Meals on Wheels that are going out daily as well. So Monday through Thursday in Carbon County, Monday through Friday down in Emery County, and those meals are available to seniors 60 and older.
And you were saying that if people are still a little leery of getting out, they can have their name put on the Meals on Wheels list still, correct?
Certainly. So during this COVID time and with all of the uncertainty and everything, we have received emergency funding, so anyone that would like to be, that is 60 and older, that would like to be placed on Meals on Wheels, we can go ahead and get them placed on Meals on Wheels for a temporary basis. Once everything goes green, that kind of changes things because during the green phase, we're back to our new normal. So once things go green, for those that are being temporarily placed on the Meals on Wheels routes, then they would then be taken off and would be able to go back to their more normal lives.
Okay, and that is at all locations that deliver and serve meals, correct? And it's only available the days that they were serving to begin with.
Correct. Yes. Well, Meals on Wheels is a little different. They can receive those any day that Meals on Wheels goes out. So that would be during the week, Monday through Thursday, Carbon, Monday through Friday, and Emery.
Okay.
And curbside meals on the days that they normally served meals at the center.
Okay. And let's talk a bit about, you and I were talking off the air, nothing really will change for the Senior Citizen Center until the entire state goes green, correct?
Correct.
Or just our area, or is...
Right. So I guess I phrased it that when the entire state goes green, but I think it will be when our area goes green. So once our area is in the green, our area is I guess, back to the new normal, whatever the new normal will look like. But at that point, we should be able to have seniors come back to the center, and we should be able to resume a more normal routine on what the senior center was doing before. We are still working with the official guidelines and everything that has come out. So once we go green, we'll see if there are any smaller adjustments to like our bus routes or the number of people that we will be transporting on the bus at a time. But we will be back open, and we'll just practice social distancing while still operating our more normal hours.
Okay, and you were also saying that now you guys have been kind of staying on top of it as far as a mitigation plan or anything like that. Your guys are working towards that right now. So when they do decide to go green, you guys should be able to get up and running again, correct?
Correct. So if there is a plan or something that we do need to send to the health department before we can get the official okay that we are back to normal, we will have that plan ready to go on what our guidelines are going to be as far as sanitizing and how we are going to make sure that social distancing is being followed. So that plan will already be in place, and we'll be ready to go as soon as we go green.
Okay, we're speaking with Robbie Jensen. He's the Director of Aging for Carbon and Emery Counties, and we're pretty much just saying the fact that nothing really has changed with the senior citizen centers right now. They do remain closed. Meals are still being served and going out. You can have Meals on Wheels. You can have curbside pickup, but nothing really has changed other than that, correct?
Correct. We didn't want to open up too early, especially to this population. Even if we could get some of those groups back in meeting, we wanted to make sure that we were in the green before we opened up to any sort of activities.
Very good. All right, Robbie, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate it, and hopefully pretty soon we'll be talking about the new normal and getting you guys back open.
That's my hope as well. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You as well.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.